Good morning, and thank you for joining the Andy Summer Show. Sorry, watching Andy lip sync to that. It's amazing. It is really
well, you
amazing.
You yelled at me for actually singing it, so I had to lip sync.
No, you can sing. They won't mind. They won't mind. It's weird times. Speaking of weird, so producer Donnie's here in the XU studio with me, and he has on his lap a laptop that features Andy on it, who is from home. Very weird.
Yeah, I'm in my basement. I've been sequestered. So I don't have coronavirus, just in case anyone's thinking that's why I'm staying home. I'm not 100% sure why I was told to stay home and you guys are allowed to come into work.
We want to make sure Andy's safe. Dave and Donnie, whoever, keep showing up. You guys are replaceable.
I mean, that's, you know, I don't really know. I don't know. Because it started off as like only essential personnel would be able to be in the studios. And then they called me over the weekend. They're like, Andy, so you're going to stay home.
So you think, wait, am I not essential?
That's exactly
but then,
what I was
but
thinking.
See, Donnie and I think the opposite. We're like, well, they want to make sure you're safe.
I
know. But you know, when Wawa starts changing policies, that stuff is happening, right?
I know. Right. So if you didn't stop by Wawa over the weekend, you're waiting for today. You're not going to be able to get your own coffee anymore. They're going to be serving the coffee. No more self-serve, which makes a lot of sense, right? Because
sure.
You don't want everybody's kind of grimy hands
just grabbing
touching
everything.
Yeah. And then the fountain drinks, you're not going to be able to get fountain drinks there anymore, although there's still a vast array of other beverages that you can get from Wawa. But yeah. It's just one of those things that's kind of your thing, what you do every morning, and then you go and it's different, and it might freak you out a little bit.
Yeah, and they're also, 24 hours a day, they're usually open, but they're closed between 2 and 3 a.m. to do a full deep clean of the place every morning. So if you're an overnighter, you may... need to find somewhere else for that 1 hour like you did, I think, over the weekend. Didn't
I
you
did,
check out?
Yeah, because we were so we went up to we have a cabin up above Scranton. And so we spent the weekend up there, and Tori and I were on our way home, and we were going to stop to get some coffee. And they don't have Wawa's abundantly up there like we do down here. So we were going to go to Starbucks. But even the Starbucks drive-thrus, only the drive-thrus seem to be open right now. But even those are on a limited time schedule. So we got there. It was too late. They had already closed. So I was like, all right, well, we'll try to find a Dunkin'. Like, there's Dunkin's everywhere. And we did. And Tori and I found the greatest drinks ever. I enjoy the iced caramel macchiato. And she gets herself an iced caramel latte. And they're not too sweet. And they're so lovely. And then what a lovely surprise, because it was just before they closed. Like, we caught them just in the nick of time. And they only had a couple of donuts left. So we ordered 2 chocolate frosted. Mm-hmm. And she filled our bags with all the donuts that were left in. Thing.
Stop it.
So yeah. So it's like donuts for days here at the Summer's house.
So is that the key? Did you just give us a little tip for hitting up your local Dunkin'?
Yeah, go right before they close, because then they're just going to empty the store right in your bag.
See, normally I do the opposite. Like, I avoid going to stores anywhere within like 20 minutes of them closing, because I assume they're going to be really mad at me when they see me walk in. But you're saying do the opposite.
Right. Well, because in Dunkin's case, it's not like they're making the donuts, right? Like, you don't want to go to a fast food restaurant where they have to cook something for you, because they don't want to do that right before they close.
Yeah, you're
and, like,
right.
Dirty
the donuts are already there.
Again. But they're just going to have to throw them out, so they might as well give them to you.
I wonder if other places work the same way. Like, if you go into a Best Buy like 5 minutes before close, they're like, oh, here's a 65-inch TV and an Xbox.
Yeah. Just take whatever you want, Dave.
Love this world.
Wake up, wake up.
The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
every morning.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.